Thank you, Nishma, Sani, Oshina, Tosin, Shua, Pollock. Okay. So the schedule, as I said, today, tomorrow, is be the same. 11:30-12 today, 11:30-12 tomorrow, and then we'll wish each other a Chakash of Sameach. Yeah. Okay. And it's going to be this packet both days. The Sefer Emet Bracha, the Talmud of the Brisky Rav, has a famous piece here where he quotes Rav Chaim Brisker to discuss Brisky Rav, the name of his father, to discuss the difference between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim that we have every day, right? We have a chiyuv to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then we have the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we have the Leil HaSeder. So what's special about the Leil HaSeder? Every night you have to do Zechiras. But this group, the Hashem Elokeich Mashar Tzeisit, Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. So Rav Chaim gives three distinctions between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim of Leil Seder, in contrast to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every night. He starts off here in Sefer Gevurah Bracha in page 2. Agadosh HaPesach Amar Velozer Ben Azariah Arayni Kivet Shivim Shona Velozer Chishi Sheiter Meitzis Tzorayim Balelos HaChadrosha Ben Zoma. First he has the Kasha, why are we saying that to Seder of Rav Elozer Ben Azariah? This has nothing to do with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is Arayni Kivet Shivim Shona Velozer Chishi Sheiter Meitzis Tzorayim Balelos is referring to the mitzvah that you say every day. Right? So, it's not referring to the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim of Leil. So what's it talking about? The Kosher. So, I remember the Reb Elozer ben Azariah, he Mishnah v'perek Chei de Brachas, L'in Yechiv, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol HaShana. Ma'a Shayach Zeh L'mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol Bel Pesach. So he says, Nire, al pima sheshamati, mimori rabbi agon abez in the brisk, shemovi maran chagracha levi, shemachol shona, b'shas ha-seh des ha-pesach. Every year, Reb Chaim, whatever, the brisk rov, Reb Chaim was saying to his, the b'nei bayis, mahi mitzvah shal siyas mitzrayim, and b'chol ha-shona yesh mitzvah shal zechiyas yitzias mitzrayim. In Kaimani Tosaf Osa Laila, and the Mitzvah Shal Sipur Mashen came Bezchira. How is this different? So he says there are three differences, three distinctions. Number one, Vayel Mersha Chiluk Ben Zchira LeSipur Hu BeGimel Dvarim Chada She Zchira Ein Tzarich El Lahaskir LaAtzmo Yitzias Mitzrayim. In other words, Zchira just mentioned the concept of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sipur l'saper la'acher, derech shei l'tshuva. Sipur means to tell it over to someone else. Derech shei l'tshuva to siv. V'yaki yisholcha bidcha v'yigarta l'bidcha. Ben Shoel, Manishtana. Today, tomorrow, from 11:30 to 12. We're talking about the Brisker Rav for Shem Rav Chaim, the three distinctions between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That the first distinction is that Zechir is just mentioning Sipur is Derech Sheila Tshuva. For Otchi, look at the second arrow. So Zechira Ein Tzarech El Lahaskir HaYetzia. We were trying Levada. You just have to mention that we went out of Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoteiti Etchem Meretz Mitzrayim. Sipur is the whole story, the whole unfolding, how we, you know, how we get to Mitzrayim, the whole, you know, Haskel Vagnus, and then the third thing, the third arrow, third Odi Tosav, this is Sipur the Saper, Tamei Hamitzvah Shoso Alayla. But it's to take the three mitzvahs, Pesach, Matzah, Morah, that we have that night, and to explain why we have these mitzvahs. So, from Gamliel, Hayomer, Omer, Shloshon, Vamel, Pesach, Yotzi, Yidei, Chavaso, Pesach, Matzah, Morah, and then we say Pesach, Zul, Shadokim, Matzah, Zul. So that's another aspect of Sipur Yisrael to explain the mitzvahs Hayom. Only Tosef Mitzvah Sipur, Saber Tamei and Mitzvah Shal Oso Laila. Rav Gamliel Omer Koshel Oso Omer Kimo Dvar Meilu B'Pesach Lo Yossi Dei Chavoso Meilu Pesach Matzo Mora Choze Iker HaMitzvah Shal Sipur Yitzitz B'Tzayim. And that is the Mitzvah. Those three distinctions. So he says, the outline of the Haggadah is that on page 3 on the left side, paragraph that begins with Fize. He says that that's exactly what the Baal Haggadah is trying to do. What the Baal Haggadah is trying to do is tell us this distinction. So he says like this, Fize nirash Baal Haggadah sharatza gamke levar lanu ikir hamitzah shal sipur tzitz tzitzayim v'chalikim shabah alkein hiktim b'dvar ha-mishnah. First he starts off with the Mishnah of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Harei Ani Kevel Shivim Shana, Lomar Shagam B'chol HaShana Ikem Mitzvah L'Haski Yitzitz Mitzrayim. In other words, by the fact that he's starting off with the Mishnah, basically the Haggadah, that's what the Haggadah is saying to us. There's always a Mitzvah. So now we have to understand what's special tonight. So that's why the Haggadah starts off. Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Harei Ani Kevel Lomar Shigam B'Chol Hashana Ika Mitzvah L'Haski Yitzitz Mitzrayim B'Leilos. Im Kein Mani Tosav Olas HaLeila Mitzvah Shal Sipur Zeh Ma She'ein B'Zchira Hazel Nusayim. So then he says the following: Baruch HaMochem Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah. So that's to a So that's the first answer. In other words, it has to be Sheila Tshuva, Sipur Lachem. So that's how I says Kedegan Arba Bodim Torah. That's the first distinction between Zechira and Sipur. Hayeshemitzes Lahodia Labonim Kfi Daito Shal Ben Avi Melamdo. And then he tells you when the mitzvah is, etc. And then the next part of the Haggadah is Maskel Begnus Sai Mitchilov Deva Zor Hayom Aseinu. Right? And that's the second thing, that we have to do it the whole history, not just that we went out to Mitzrayim, but the whole Hishtalshulas Hadvarim. And then we get to Rav Gamliel, where we got the three mitzvahs and the explanations of the three mitzvahs. So basically, what the Emek Brach is saying is that the outline of the Haggadah Shal Pesach is basically saying this idea. Rav Elazar ben Azariah is a mitzvah the whole night. So now what's the special about this night? So we say the answer is three things. Arba Bonim Dibra Torah, that it's Sipur to father to son. Mitchila Avodah Hayom Aseinu, that you have to tell the whole history, not just mention briefly that we went out of Mitzrayim. And number three, it's what? The Tamei HaMitzvahs. And that's Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kol Shalosh Omer, Shalosh Dvar Me'el Pesach, O Yotze Yidei Chovasa. So that's the whole Now, what I'd like to do is expand on each of the three things. What's the significance between today and tomorrow, each of the three things. So we're going to start with the Pre-Eitz Chaim on page 4. Pre-Eitz Chaim was from the Arizal. So 2 lines to the bottom, the Arizal on page 5. The Arizal says the famous acronym, Pesach. That Pesach is a connection of two words. Peh, the mouth, Soch speaks. The mouth speaks. Now this is very, and that is the, so that's the Pre-Eitz Chaim, and this is brought down in a lot of the Svarim, not so much the Litvishra Svarim, but the Svarim moves to be Machshava and Chassidus or whatever, and we'll expand upon that as well. But that's the first thing, that it's not about yourself, it's about speaking to others. So the Arizal says that's Pesach. Pesach is Pesach. The mouth speaks. And now, so there's, and that basically includes everything, because the fact that we, it's just not mentioning it briefly, but you have to tell it over, and you have to expound, and you have to expound on the mitzvahs, all part of the kiyum of Pesach, that it's a time for Ribui Dvarim. We're going to get to that, we're going to get to so first thing is the following. The Maral, the first piece of the Maral in Vos Hashem, that's his Sefer on Pesach. He has the following kasha. Says in the Gemara in Brachas on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis on page 6. Who denochet chamed Rav Chanina? Someone was going to daven for the Amud by Rav Chanina, and in the Shmon Esrei, instead of just saying Hakel Hagadol Hagibor V'Hanora, you know what he said? Amar Hakel Hagadol Hagibor V'Hanora Ha'adya Ha'ozes Ha'yorei Ha'chazek V'Amud Ha'vadei V'Hanifon. He said all that. So Rav Chanina was a little astonished. Him to Lord Nisayim. So he waited that he finished. He see him. So when he finished saying all those adjectives, did you finish? Have you mentioned everything? You sure you mentioned everything? Did you mention everything? So he says, what was the point? Lama li kule hai, he says, anan plus tamrida. He says, the three that we say, akel avonga li bor manora, he lav tamrida Moshe Rabbeinu baraisa, had Moshe Rabbeinu not said it in the Chumash, but also anche kines agdolum tagdinu betfila, vavini cholum lemeimelum. Whereas we wouldn't, what a chutzpah. I should praise the Ribbono Shel Olam, simple basar adam, is praising the Ribbono Shel Olam. What right a chutzpah to even say Hakel Hagadol Gibor Anora? Is a chutzpah. So had not the Anshei Knesset Hagdola, said that Mimsakim and Tefila, We couldn't even say that. And you're trying to say more? Because the more you say, it's an insult. No, but why is that? The Pashut Pshat, the way some explain, is like this. Because if you're saying 55 things about the Ribono Shalom, right? So that's a chutzpah, because you say, now that I said the 55, now I got it all. If you're just saying a couple of things, so then, well, of course you didn't get it all. But the fact that you're saying, Kael HaGodal, Yibor Ben Ora, Ozuz HaAdir, you know, so you're saying as if you're tracking, you got it all down. So that's a chutzpah, because Ribbono Shel Olam is infinite. So if you're saying that you're trying to track everything, you know, all these things, it's like, so therefore, like the Rav Soloveitchik calls, you know, davening is a matir. You're going to need a matir to daven. Okay. But that's what it sounds over here. Usually, I'm not so into the matir thing so much. But he's saying, but that's what the Gemara seems to say here. That was, had it not been from Anshis Nech Dola that allowed us to say, Akela Gadol Yibor, Manora, we couldn't even say that. Because anytime you try to praise Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a chutzpah. It's as if you were able to get it all down. Are you counting so shall catch? Well, nine law. Whereas if I say, oh, this man is a rich man, he's a millionaire, but he's a billionaire. It's an insult. I'm only a millionaire. I'm only a millionaire. I'm a billionaire. Chutzpah. So, and fakir, in other words, so to say anything would be inappropriate. So the Bansir said he could say a couple of things. But if you're saying more, kiviyochol, you're saying, oh, I'm gonna get the whole thing down. But that's a big insult, because then for sure you didn't get the whole thing down. Okay. So the morale in verse Hashem, I once heard a five old Cohen gave a Shabbos Hagol Josh on this morale. He asked the Kasha, so how come when it comes to Pesach night we say call a marvel sapir raise a meshubach? So why do we say that that's a violation? Because you see, if you're saying too much, that's not right. So that's his cash. So the morale answers on page 8. He has the cash. First he quotes that Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Gimel. So that's his kasha. In the nation, there yesh lishol. Eichanu mitzuvim l'sapir b'nifnol shel gadosh baruch b'leilos ha'itziv. Lam lo nomar gam kei mimal gvoros Hashem. That it's not right. So he says, Teresh kruzizu shavadai shebol l'sapir shivcho shel mokum. If you're trying to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam and say how great he is, so that's not right. But on Sipur Yisis Mitzrayim, it's not to show how great he is. We're doing it not to be kfui tova, not to be ingrates. Avak karas hatov. Shasa kadosh baruch hu lan nisim and iflos. Ein anu modim lo olem. Ein anu mechuyovim masapir ma shahiti vimanu. Avu bi shiyef shal masapir kol hatov shasa imanu. Vam mixas nevoso. Mikol mokam mishvil zeh ein omar shalol sapir mixas mehen. Vam shein anu kfui tova. Because when it comes to Hakaras HaTov, you can't be an ingrate. So there, you can say as much as you want. Because then, it's Taka, if you don't say, then you're an ingrate. You're a Kfui Tova. So when it comes to Hakaras HaTov, there's no limit. There's no limit to Hakaras HaTov. If you stop there, Shvachos HaLachas Baruch Hu, that Taka, because then you're trying to say who he is, how, you know, and what chutzpah do you say that's good? But so yet you're trying to say what the Ribbono Shel Olam is. So we allow you to say three things, but if you say 33 things, it's as if to say, oh, now I say the 33, now I got it, now I got pinned it down. That's a chutzpah. You pinned it down when you have 33. You didn't pin it down if you have 3,003. You understand? But when it comes to Hakaras HaTov, that's a chiyuv that we shouldn't be fully tova. So therefore, there's no limit. So Kol Amar B'Lasaper Harezi Meshuvah. And I want to add from and Rav Huttner has a famous piece of Chanukah where he discusses here on page 11. Where the arrow is. So he says like this. When it comes to hodah, the word hodah, so we have two words that mean hodah. Take a look. Pidyon v'ilu shaloshon hakodesh. This damne l'pundak echad shnei musagim. One word is habos hecheska tova. But you want to thank somebody. Duncan. He's saying thank you. That's one word. We say toda, right? And then there's another word. Haskam l'das atzad hasheni nochemen. In other words, the other idea is hodas baldin. So you have a hodah of thank you, and you have a hodah of hodas baldin. I'm admitting something. So basically, so what's the tzara shava between saying thank you and admitting something? Because the idea is, when I'm saying thank you, I'm admitting that I needed you. I couldn't have done it myself. I needed you to help me with something. So I'm admitting my dependence on you. So every time you thank somebody, it's the two things. It's thanking, is an admission. But sometimes people don't want to admit that they're not, kol yochol. You know, they don't want to admit that. So, because it's a gaiva. I, the great person, needs you to help me. But but the answer is yes, because no one is kol yochol. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what's going to help us do this mitzvah of Sipur Siyas Tzitzrayim, which the Maral says is the Hakaras HaTov, and it shouldn't be Kfuya Tova. So the answer is that's why we have matzah at the Seder, because matzah is the mitzvah of Hachnor. It doesn't rise. There's no ego in matzah. So when you have matzah with the Sipur Siyas Tzitzrayim, so that gives you the kalim to be able to be moda. Because if you're a balgaiva, then you can't be moda. It takes away from your covet. I needed you to help me. I'm the great. So Mela, that's the idea. That the Seder night, which the Maral says is the one time in the year that we can break the rule of Siyamtinu L'Shvacha D'Maruch. Because Siyamtinu L'Shvacha D'Maruch is if I'm trying to destroy the Ribbono Shel Olam, and like Chazon Hess just said, Kol Hamotzeh Goreya. But when it comes to Hakaras HaTov, there's no limit. And the only way we can do it is if we have a certain level of Hachna, a certain level of another. And then we can make the proper admission that, you know what? We are dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we're not independent people. However great we are, smart we are, and we have wealth and this and whatever we have, we still need the Ribbono Shel Olam every second of our lives. Every second. So Mela, that's the mitzvah, and that's why there's no limit to that. There's no limit to that. Okay. So today we discussed the Emek Bracha and the idea of the three distinctions between Sipur and Zechira. And then we started with the Arizal of the idea of Pesach. And the first point is that the idea of Hakar Satov of Pesach. And that's why, even though the Gemara was critical by the person who said Akel HaGodel HaGibor Vanora, the Gemara was critical of that. But by Pesach, there was no limit, and that's part of the idea that Pesach is the Hodah, and the Hodah is saying thank you, which is this part of the same other Hodah of the Hakaras HaTov, of being Modeh, of being Modeh. I admit, it's an admission, like Hodas Baldin, I admitted that I have to be dependent on you. Okay, so tomorrow we'll pick up on page 13, and we'll continue as well, and there's a show.